Welcome to Human Design for Educators, a soul-nourishing podcast for teachers and educational leaders who desire transformative personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Teresa Pembroke, a former senior experienced teacher and leader of over 20 years and the founder and visionary of the Inspired Teacher Co. Through my years of experience of the job, the system, and the industry, I have come to realize there is a huge gap, something that was missing. This is where education and human design meet. Human design is the missing piece. So buckle in, because I'm going to be sharing with you a new way of doing things by guiding you to uncover your unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment, offering intuitive insights and actionable strategies, all designed to optimize your impact and illuminate your path. For too long, teachers have been initiated into a one-size-fits-all system. At our core, we know we are all different, yet we continue to act like there is only one way to teach, one way to be in the system. With record amounts of teachers leaving the industry on the daily and those left behind feeling overworked, overwhelmed, anxious, and burnt out, there must be a better way. Teachers, I see you, I feel you, and I've been you. It's time to do things differently and redefine what it truly means to be a well-resourced teacher. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's time to do things your way instead of the way. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Human Design for Educators. Thank you so very much for being here. I do deeply, deeply appreciate you. So here on the pod, we have been covering off energy types. So if you have missed any of the episodes so far on generators, manifesting generators, projectors, or manifestors, I do recommend listening in. On episode 4, I also gave a little intro into energy types, how to locate yours on your human design chart, how energy types work, and why I think it is the most important part of human design. So if you missed it, I would also recommend listening to that episode. On today's episode, we are talking all about our rare delights of this world, our reflectors, who represent just 1% of the population. But just before we dive in and talk all things reflectors, stick around, because at the end of the episode, I am going to give some tips on how each energy type can support themselves outside of the classroom. So what sets reflectors apart from other energy types is that they have all 9 energy centers, those shapes in the body graph, open and undefined. So they are completely white in all of those shapes and colors. So instead of any fixed definition in the energy centers or channels, which are the colored in lines that you see connecting one center to another, they have gate activations. So the little line or the half colored in lines that you see in the body graph. This openness means that they are incredibly receptive to the world and the energies around them. Now, what is really cool is that when reflectors connect with people who have the opposing gate, these two energies then create a channel through this harmonic blend of their energy, and it is part of what allows reflectors to sample other people's energy. Reflectors really are the most resilient energy type, as their open centers, when they are aware of them, become such a source of wisdom. Sometimes in human design, reflectors and this attribute they have of these open centers, what I would say in the past has possibly been viewed as a weakness, but I would really like to flip that around and say, I feel like reflectors are really the most resilient energy type, because when they become aware of those open centers, they become such a source of wisdom. Reflectors feel what it's like to be every human being, which again, when they are aware of this openness and ability to sample and feel into other people and the environments that they are in and learn to work and embody it, they are just the most wise people to have in your world. They can sample, reflect, and judge the quality of an environment on any given day. Reflectors can sense what is working or not, and they can objectively share or reflect what they've sampled to the rest of the group or community that they are a part of. You can see how having a reflector teacher or educational leader on your staff is going to be incredibly valuable because they have this beautiful gift of being able to reflect back to you what they are experiencing, either from you or the community. And so the community in turn will have this really lovely way of doing this self-examination. And if you are lucky enough to have a reflector in your space, then hold on to these people because they are also incredible facilitators within groups and are also powerful activators of those that they are around. And the feedback on all of the projects and initiatives that you have going on in your schools and educational settings is going to be so very valuable. I've been lucky enough to experience what it is like to have a reflector providing that feedback and the power of their role as an activator in my life. So one of the business coaches that I have been working with over the past sort of 14-ish months is a reflector. And honestly, I am just in awe of how she so eloquently delivers coaching and feedback, especially in a group situation where what she is saying lands with and impacts the individuals of the group in different ways, specific to them. In some magical way, we all get to hear what we need to hear. Hey teacher, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I just wanted to jump in for a brief moment to let you know that I have created a free human design chart that will help you understand, connect with, and reflect on all of the information I am sharing with you on this podcast. It's going to give you a personalized overview of how you can optimize your role in the classroom and educational setting. Your human design chart will help you to enhance your teaching effectiveness, elevate your leadership, and nurture your personal well-being and resilience. And I also have a little secret to share with you. Your chart isn't just relevant to your role as a teacher, it is also a deeply supportive tool for all aspects of your life. The best way to use this tool is to download your human design chart, take a screenshot of it on your phone, and have it handy so that you can refer to it and play along as each episode drops. Get my free guide by DMing me the word chart over on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co, and I will send the link straight to you. I'll also pop the link to the free guide into the show notes for you. Now, back to today's episode. Reflectors don't have a set energy level per se. It will ebb and flow, and it will also mirror whatever environment they are in. They take in the energy of others, magnifying or blending with theirs, which means environment is everything, and knowing the energy of those in their environment is also key. For example, a manifestor in a sudden surge might spike a reflector's energy. So understanding who is in their environment is powerful, and having time to be with the energies and then be away from the energies is key again. Again, I've said it in just about every episode, if not every episode that I have covered on energy types. Knowing the energy type of your grade partner or partners or the teams that you are working with, I see as just so important because it is going to give you an insight into how you can support each other. And the last thing I will mention about reflectors before I drop a few tips on each energy type and how you can support yourself away from the classroom is this. Reflectors very much have a chameleon energy, and being so open and receptive to the energy in your environment and the energies of other people, it is really important for you to develop that discernment, that curiosity, and wisdom around asking questions like, who am I right now? Who am I today? Because there can be that real fear of not being included for being yourself, or the fear of not being seen. So learning to embrace your uniqueness and practice detaching from what you are mirroring will be key to supporting yourself. Okay, So before I round out this episode, I did say that I would share some advice for each energy type on how to support yourself after your days in the classroom or educational setting. So here they are. Generator teachers, prioritize something that brings you joy. This can be challenging because you often prioritize everyone else before yourself. So engaging in activities which bring you joy and making that a priority would benefit everyone else around you, your family, your friends, your students, your colleagues. Your joy replenishes your energy supply and is contagious to all. Many Gen teachers engage in after-school activities that light you up. This may be one activity, but knowing how your multi-passionate energy type rolls, you most likely have a collection of things that you enjoy. Allocating time to partake in these activities will replenish your energy supply, and in turn, it will have a ripple effect on your family, your friends, your students and colleagues, and they will reap the benefits of that. Manifestor teachers, honor your ebbs and flows, surges and rests after the school bell rings. Trusting your productivity in the flow and surges to get everything you need done is equally as important as trusting in closing the door on your classroom a little earlier some afternoons than others and heading home, leaning into the ebb and rest that is calling you. Your productivity in your role will skyrocket because you will be replenished, re-energized, and ready for your next surge. Projector teachers, allocate time to rest. Be nourished and find ways to detox the energies you have collected throughout the school day. You are not meant to operate like the majority of your colleagues. This is your permission slip to start doing things differently. Reflector teachers, create and curate your after-school environments to be inspiring, healthy, and nourishing. You are a receptor of everyone's energy in your school community. Surround yourself with inspiration and let go of energies that aren't yours. Protect your space, nurture your spirit, and shine brightly as you reflect your authentic self. And with that, we have come to the end of our time together today. I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank everybody who has tuned in over these first 10 episodes. I am so grateful. We will come back and talk more about our beautiful reflectors on future episodes. I do hope that today's episode has provided you with a little more information and insight, as well as some supportive tips and tricks on how to support your unique energy type. If you would like to message me or if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me via DM on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. I will see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Well, that's it for now. Thank you so very much for tuning into today's episode. I love connecting with people and talking everything human design and education. So if you would like to keep this conversation going, or if you have any questions about today's topic, I'd love for you to connect with me on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. And if you found this episode helpful, please do share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at The Inspired Teacher Co. I'd love to hear back from you, and this will also help spread the word about this show so that it can help more teachers just like you use the power of human design to uncover their own unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment. All right, beautiful teacher, I appreciate you being here, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.